Waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. You're listening to Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Crazy weekend in the NFL, and it picks right back up Thanksgiving as we bring in a legend in the National Football League, former running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, the original two-way threat, Brian Westbrook, at 36 Westbrook on Twitter. You can see Brian Sunday afternoons, DirecTV, covering everything in the NFL world, fantasy as well. B. West, Eitan Shander, SB Nation Radio, a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, what's up, brother? How's everything going?
Well, you know, things are going well with me personally, but we both share the same space, this large space, a lot in Philadelphia, and things have gone from, it seems, bad to worse for the defending Super Bowl champions. I don't know if you or many people thought that they had the capability or a realistic chance of beating the Saints, but the season was already in peril before that. What's gone wrong, in your opinion, with this Eagles team in their attempt to kind of repeat as Super Bowl champions?
You know, it's tough. I mean, first of all, there's a lot of different things going on. So there's really not just one answer for the Philadelphia Eagles to try to figure this thing out. But, you know, first of all, you talk about defending Super Bowl champions. The reason why it doesn't happen, meaning win a Super Bowl and go back and win it again the next year, because it's really hard. It's really hard to stay focused, to win one Super Bowl, and then regain that focus and that hunger and that drive to come back and do it again the following year. Most teams, similar to the Eagles, they come back, they struggle with health, they struggle with guys' desire to play, the want to, the effort. They struggle with all those things. So that's a big part of what the Eagles have going on. The other big part is that they've spent a lot of resources. They've spent a lot of time and invested into some older players, Jason Peters, Darren Sproles, guys coming off of injuries, and they expected those guys to help them win football games, and they haven't gotten basically anything from Darren Sproles. And Jason Peters has been in and out of the lineup throughout the season. He's fought. He's battled all season long, but he's dealing with older age and a bunch of injuries. So there are some questions there. There's a lot of injuries on this football team. You know, there's just a host of things on the offensive side and defensive side of the ball that this team needs to work on. And right now, they don't seem like a football team that's getting better at the most crucial time of the season.
All right, so I ask you this not as an Eagles fan, and I'm going to do my best, right, to separate my fandom in asking this question, but you now have about 2.5 years of technically about 2 years of actual game of Carson Wentz. And we all know, as you do far too well, how difficult it is to sustain success year in and year out, especially from year one when you take the league by storm and everybody gets tape on you, and now it's year two. Mm-hmm. What is your honest assessment of Carson Wentz now technically 2 years of game film into his career?
I still think Carson will be a very good player in the NFL. I've seen some tendencies here as of late that have me concerned. And this happens to a lot of young quarterbacks that don't have the stability in that quarterback room, the right guys teaching him, the right guys staying on him. And I don't know if that's the case with Carson. I'm just looking at the results, and it's disappointing. So the first thing is when you start getting hit a bunch of times because of lack of protection, whether it's the running back, whether it's the offensive line, your fundamentals break down just a bit. You stop going through your progressions the right way. You start hurrying. You start panicking. You're throwing the ball in places that you don't understand what the defense is doing to you. And I'm seeing that an awful lot with Carson. And really, it was something to watch last week against the Saints. Drew Brees understood what the coverage was before the play. He understood what guy was coming, what guy that he knew he wanted to get the ball to based on that coverage and the blitzes way before he even snapped the ball. Now, of course, Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer. That's where Carson Wentz has to get to. To me, there's too many times where Carson is guessing where the trouble is coming from, guessing the coverage, guessing where the blitzes are at. And for me, the best quarterbacks in the league, they know everything about the game plan. going into the game. They know everything about the defenses going into the game. And that takes time. And Carson only being in his third year, it doesn't seem like he's mastered that yet. And because of that, now he's getting hit more often. Because of that, now we see him going from the first read to the second read, and then maybe going to the third read, and he seems to panic and just throwing the ball. And that's turned into some interceptions. You saw he had three interceptions against the Saints, four in the last two games. That's just not going to be good enough as a starting quarterback, especially when all the pressure is on you to carry this football team. So I think his fundamentals have broke down just a little bit. I think he needs to continue to improve in his understanding of the game, understanding of defenses, in his process of going through his reads and his progression. I think Carson, you know, they have some weapons there. I think Alshon is a good weapon. I think Golden Tate is a good weapon. I think he certainly can be helped by the game plan.
Right.
He also can be helped by the guys around him in making sure that it's third and long, third and short, and the other team is blitzing, that we have an outlet, that we have an opportunity to throw the ball to someone, and receivers are getting around, getting their heads around early on. So there's a list of things that I think Carson can be better at. And here's the deal, Eitan. For this football team, they need a quarterback right now, especially because they don't have much of a running game. They're leaning on their quarterback to throw the football. And in this league at this point, you got to score points. Your quarterback has to be able to carry the team. That means in crunch time, he has to be able to complete the ball. He has to take a team that may be down a couple points down the field and score touchdowns. And he has to be the difference maker. Now, those are the special quarterbacks. That's Aaron Rodgers. That's Phillip Rivers. That's Drew Brees. Obviously, Tom Brady. And right now, Carson is not in that category because he hasn't won those types of games. So for him, if he wants to be considered in the elite, which he was last year, 33 touchdowns, and only a few interceptions, then he has to regain that type of attitude, that type of ability to throw the ball. And right now, it just doesn't look like he has it.
Brian Westbrook joining me, Eitan Shanor, SB Nation Radio. All right, last one on the birds, Malcolm Jenkins, top headline around the league, ESPN, NFL, wherever you look, calling basically the lack of fight embarrassing. And take us inside a locker room. You've been in some locker rooms that were airtight. You've been in a couple of locker rooms that have imploded from the inside out. What does this do to anybody in this locker room this late in the season where, and I'm just going to say from the outside, it looks like it's lost. But do his comments, do they land and they resonate with people inside of it? Or is it more just, hey, to the outside world, we're still showing fight?
Well, I think what it does for the guys inside the locker room, when the league comes out and says, hey, man, we're playing like we don't have any fight. We're playing almost in ways not to lose instead of to go out there and win. It makes everyone look themselves in the mirror, especially if you respect that leader. And yeah. I think they respect Malcolm Jenkins. I think they respect who he is in the NFL, obviously the two Super Bowl rings that he has and who he is on this football team. And so I would anticipate guys in that locker room, everybody looking in the mirror and basically saying, what can I do better? What can I do more to help this football team? There's been a lot of complaints from, you know, guys on the team, coaches as well, that guys aren't doing enough. That starts in practice. That starts in meetings. They're not doing the things that it takes to win football games. To me, that's a culture thing. Hopefully, when you have a leader like Malcolm Jenkins saying these types of things in the media, that goes for a message, that goes as a message to your football team saying, hey, man, we're on notice at this point. And this is the good thing, and it's kind of sad for the Eagles, but it's just true. They still have an opportunity to win the NFC East, which is as crazy as it sounds and as bad as the Eagles have been playing. They still have that opportunity based on their ability to play Dallas again. They'll play Washington a couple times, and they'll face the Giants this weekend. So, it's crazy that they have an opportunity, but they actually still do. And I think Malcolm being a leader on that team is saying these things to kind of give a thought to what's going on to the outside world, but also to fire up the guys inside that locker room to try to get things going.
All right, B. West, I want to circle back to the Saints, but before that, the explosion that we all saw Monday night, 54-51 Rams over the Chiefs, as somebody who played on the offensive side of the football and definitely made his bones and money catching balls as much as you did running, What do you make of, I mean, this game has changed, it seems like, over the last 2-3 years, definitely over the last 6-7, and I'm not here to date you by any means, but, you know, since you've been in the league, at least playing in Philadelphia, when you sit back and watch this as a former guy on offense, do you have any issue with it? Do you enjoy the entertainment value of it? I know that you talk a lot about fantasy, so that kind of falls right in line with the fantasy explosion that the NFL kind of walks line and balance with when everybody playing dailies and yearly fantasy leagues as well.
Well, I think it's very exciting. I don't know that I want it to be the norm where you have two teams scoring over 50 points a game. But I do think that from time to time, having those types of games is very exciting. And I also think when you talk about where the league is going, it seems like we're going to a place, especially with some of the rule changes, with these types of young quarterbacks that we have coming up, to a place where 30 and 40 points, it will be more the norm instead of games that are in their team. And so I think teams have to adjust. I also think, you know, when you look at the last couple of years, it was defenses. I mean, just imagine a few years ago, three, four years ago, Peyton Manning won being an average quarterback. He won the Super Bowl, but they had a great defense. The Seahawks won 5-6 years ago because they had a great defense. The Eagles won, not in the Super Bowl, but they won a lot of their games last year, 13 games in the regular season. They beat Atlanta and the Vikings because they had a great defense. And now you're seeing teams, the Chiefs, the Rams, the Saints, where the defense is average at best, but they're winning because they're putting up a bunch of points. And teams have to certainly think about that. Teams have to start moving towards that way. That means you need speed on the outside as far as your receivers and a quarterback that's willing to throw the ball all around the field to put up points every single possession.
All right, more difficult to tackle in the open field, Alvin Kamara, Brian Westbrook.
You know, I've watched Alvin Kamara so much. And
I'm sure you do. You watch all these cats with a close eye that are able to catch the ball like that out of the backfield.
It's been amazing to watch what he does and with the ease that he does it. I certainly remember when I was playing, I felt like I was, you know, I was getting banged up and hit every single play and trying my best to get some yardage. And I was successful sometimes. But I'm watching Alvin Kamara do things with ease, running past people, using his speed, his agility to make people miss, lining up in the slot and running routes against linebackers, DBs, and being very successful. And, of course, he's playing with one of the most accurate quarterbacks of all time, and so that certainly helps. But,
sure,
you know, you put that guy in the open field in some open space, he's just hard to bring down. And I certainly would love to be able to put myself up there right with him. But, you know, what have you done for me lately? He's playing right now. He's been doing an awful good job of making people miss and putting the league on notice about what running backs truly can do. If you don't have a constant run game, and I think the Saints have been a team where Ingram and Kamara, they shared the load as far as the running game, but he's been able to line up and get the ball in the slot in different situations out of the backfield that have made him a true threat throughout the league. I mean, there was a game earlier in the season. He had 15 catches, and it just looked like he was catching the ball and running past people with ease. I've been truly impressed by him.
You're supposed to blame the rules, man. Be like, man, if I played with these open rules back in the day, I'd be catching 120 balls a year too. Brian, I love you, man. Thank you again for the time.
All right, brother. Take care.
Brian Westbrook, my guest, and I love it. You've got Brian Mitchell, Brian Westbrook, two guys played in the NFL a little bit ago, and both understanding and supporting the value of having high-scoring games. And it's not the old mentality that we had fighting this in 2008, 2009. I think everybody recognizes that the game is played better at a higher clip with these rules. The rules are not regressing. They're not changing back to what they were in 1980. This is the NFL. So why not see it played at its highest level, which the rules have kind of ushered in, even mediocre offenses allowing them to do that? Eitan Shander, SB Nation Radio.